Glory to God, one to reality. Glory to God, wonder reality. Practical advice. But before that, the only thing that we need, one thing, one person, Jesus the Christ. Through the Holy Spirit, the kingdom, the anointing. He's all we need. He's the only thing we need. When we experience Him, we will only want Him. One thing, one person. We need a whole lot of other things. We need fellowship with believers. We need good teaching. We spend a whole lot of time taking care of ourselves and of our body. It might even be 90% of our time spent taking care of our body. Hundreds of other things. But in terms of our walk with God Almighty, how we can walk with Him, how we can do ministry, it's just one thing. Him and His presence. He's the answer. And so the question is, how do we get Him? How do we experience Him on a day-to-day basis? In this message, yes, I want to offer some practical advice. The biggest thing is just the verse, "You shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart." What we give to Him is what we get back. I do believe that. If we give a little bit of ourselves, we get a little bit of Him. If we give a lot of ourselves, we get a lot of Him. It goes on from there. A great man of God many decades ago wrote this. He said, one of the purposes of our life is to lose ourselves in Jesus Christ. This lines up exactly with the kingdom, with the anointing, with when we find Him, there's cancellation of self. We find Him, He's everything, His glory, His majesty. Everything about Him just overtakes us and we disappear. We are canceled. We lose all sight of ourself and this self-consciousness that is so rampant in all of us. To lose ourselves in Jesus Christ. Isn't that ironic that so much of the Christian church, it's all about introspection and analyzing every detail and really that is not what Jesus wants us to do. I'll get to maybe that more on that later. Lose ourselves in Jesus Christ. Practical, waiting on the Lord. We need to do that. Just wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. There's a progression there that's glorious. So often we want to do. We want to be active. We want to do ministry things. We need to wait on Him. It's great if we can eliminate things in the morning and wait on Him. If we can eliminate the things that we have to do. We have to do a lot as human beings every day. Practical stuff. That, like I said, taking care of our body, taking care of our families, our friends, all that. If we can work it out and eliminate those so that we can wait on Him. Another different great man of God talks about how fellowshipping with the Lord, it's so natural and easy, he can't explain to someone how to do it because it's as natural as breathing and walking and sleeping and eating and exist. It's just, that's what we were born to do. So let's be bold as we approach the throne of grace. The progression, they shall mount up on wings like eagles. That's like when the Holy Spirit empowers us. They shall run and not grow weary. That's basically someone's running to catch up with what God wants to do. We're behind. We have to redeem the time. We're behind schedule. He's right on schedule. And then when we find Him, we walk. We walk by faith. He gives us that faith. He gives us Himself. When we find Him, we find all those priceless, eternal things that we've been looking for, like walking by faith. His love, His peace, His joy, His faith, His hope, Him. Practical thing about the Bible, let's let the Holy Spirit anoint us so that He reveals the Bible to us. Let's not have it the other way around where we're trying to search the Bible to find Him. Also, I've heard it's good to read some every day in the five sections of the Bible. The Law, the Prophets, Psalms and Proverbs, the Gospels, and the Letters, which includes Revelation. Repentance is, of course, a key. That's not something practical. We know that spiritually that's a key. But we need to continually have a repentant, penitent heart to repent of our self-will and of course, of sins. You know, there are worse sins than others. For example, we know blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is unforgivable. Unforgiveness is also worse than other sins. I do believe that. Unforgiveness and hatred and things like that. Because the parable of the unmerciful servant, he was not forgiven because, you know, if we have unforgiveness, we cannot be forgiven. Jesus even said, if you forgive your brother, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive others, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. I mean, He literally said that plainly. Regarding food and so forth, I know Jesus one time told another great man of God, said, I'm more pleased if you lead a fasted lifestyle. So what that, to me, what that says is, I think it's something to consider is eating smaller meals and perhaps I'm a believer in eating natural foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, legumes, potatoes, things like that, things that are natural, combining them properly. Eat fruit on an empty stomach. Fruit's digested in a different part of the, it's not in the stomach, so it goes into the intestines. Basically, eat fruit on an empty stomach. That's a good rule. And there are certain fruits that you can combine that are, it's not good to eat with other fruits. And if you look up on the internet, it's easy to find information on food combining. It's very simple. Let's make it simple. But these things can help us practically. Smaller meals. I generally believe that humans do not have to eat meat. But if they need to, fish and chicken are better than others, than beef and so forth. All these things can help us. Being balanced, yes, we need to take care of our bodies. We need to exercise. We need to do what works for us, for our health, so that we can serve the Lord. Back to that phrase, losing ourselves in Jesus Christ. It is amazing how much we have missed it. So much of the Protestant and Catholic Church, it's this introspection and analyzing and self-consciousness and talking all just on and on about, you know, our issues and our this and that, when the purpose, one of the purposes, really what we were born to do is fellowship with Him and His glory, His majesty, His beauty, the splendor of the Lord. That's the answer. That's what we were born to do. That's what we will do for eternity. The answer is not the introspection, the analyzing, the self-consciousness, the continually going to human counselors and groups and therapy and 10, 20, 30 years of this. Some of that is good. Some of that we need. But when someone finds Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit, they will realize, oh, that's the answer. He's the answer. And really, if someone hasn't found Him, it's just that we're doing our own thing. We haven't come to that place where we are seeking Him with our whole heart, where we've given Him everything, and so forth. And I've said this before, it's important to realize, when we find Him, oh, we'll know. We'll know. Everything changes. We'll know it more than we even know that we exist as a human. Like if there's any negative in someone, that's a big statement, but like if somebody's wondering if they've met Jesus, if they are still conscious of self and they're still in that mode, which is 99% of us, 97%, whatever percent, then that just means they haven't met Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit yet. It's very simple. That's the ideal. We all need to shoot for the ideal, right? Even St. Paul said, what I don't want to do, I do. What I want to do, I don't do. And he's one of the greatest men of God ever. Wrote half the New Testament. But we should always be striving for that ideal, which is fellowship with Him. It's simple. Practical thing, find your Father in the Spirit. Find your river. Find that person that you click with in the Spirit. And you'll know when you find them. It might be someone that you actually know, but it very likely could be one of the great teachers, leaders, apostles, prophet, evangelists, pastors, teachers that God has placed for the body of Christ. Find that person, and when you find them, you'll know, and that will bless you greatly, and you will that will be the flow, the river of the anointing that you're in. Amen. Final thing, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." That's awesome. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. We are his sheep, and we are creatures of habit, as we know. If we can learn a lot from sheep, as with all of the natural world teaching that Jesus uses, we are creatures of habit. Let's get into the habit of walking with Jesus. Let's get into the habit of waiting on him. And when we get closer and closer, then that he becomes our all in all. We begin to experience his presence and his glory, and he's all we will want. He's the only thing we'll want. We will want. Amen. One final takeaway in ministry, and this applies to everyone because God has a ministry for everyone. He has a ministry for you. Many times we do whatever ministry that we are pursuing at the time, and we think that that's, you know, our walk with Jesus Christ. We think that that's, we do that, and it's like, oh, okay, that's great. Now I can go do other things. Really, if we really want to know the truth, our real ministry is our personal walk with Jesus Christ. Our personal relationship with him, that's 100% of everything. And ideally, ministry flows from that. Everything that we do flows from that, really. We have it the other way around because we, as humans, we want to do something practical. Maybe we don't have the anointing, so we go do ministry that we think is what God wants us to do, and at least it's something. At least it's something practical. But really, 100% of everything is our personal, private, secret relationship with him. That's the key. That's what we should be focusing on. That's the kingdom. That's the anointing. That's seeking. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first Jesus Christ and his anointing through the Holy Spirit, and all these things will be added unto you. The Jesus' main message, the kingdom. Seek that. Seek Jesus Christ, and that's in our personal, private relationship. That's 100% of everything, and everything flows from that. Amen. And I'll admit, with me, if I'm doing certain things, like I like to write, and I do these podcasts, well, sometimes I can think, oh, well, I've now done my duty. I've done my ministry for the day. Oh, I can just go do other things. Well, I'm missing out if I do that, because the writing and the podcast or whatever ministry, whatever practical stuff, those things can be good. They are good, but 100% of our relation, of our ministry, of everything is our personal relationship with him all the time. I hope that makes sense. That's the final takeaway from this. Let's not get caught up in thinking that we're doing things for God and that satisfies our flesh. Same thing with prayer. I just heard this, a great man of God in a teaching said, you know, many times we pray and pray and we use words and that satisfies our flesh. And so we leave and nothing about us has changed. Nothing's happened. Nothing. Because that's just us doing something in our old nature. We need to wait on Him and get the anointing. That's the answer. Amen.